Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
Just a few weeks ago, Kentucky's newly elected governor, Matt Bevin, put forward his first budget proposal. As described by John Chilton, the state budget director, Bevin's plan includes reductions in all areas of state government. Many projects funded by the state are being downsized, and the efforts to build out high-speed internet across the state are no exception. The Lexington Herald Leader reports that Governor Bevin intends to scale back the Kentucky Wired project to focus on just eastern Kentucky, saying the state needs to, quote, walk before we can run, end quote. On Monday, February 8th, a crowd of local leaders gathered in Jackson County, Kentucky, to meet with Congressman Hal Rogers and FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler. In Jackson County, high-speed internet has already arrived. What's more, it's already slowed and even reversed the loss of jobs. Here's WMMT's new reporter, Benny Becker, with the story.
People mill about and munch on biscuits and donuts as they wait for the arrival of a very special visitor. Once he arrives, they squeeze into rows of folding chairs and listen as Congressman Hal Rogers makes the introduction.
Welcome to our special guest, Chief of the Federal Communications Commission, Chairman Wheeler.
Tom Wheeler, head of the FCC, is the top government official for radio, television, satellite, and cable for the whole country. Congressman Rogers invited him to Jackson County, and he had a particular reason in mind.
I wanted to bring him to Jackson County to show off the success you've had in connecting the first gigabit communities in our region.
What's so special about a gigabit community? Well, gigabit refers to 125 megabytes per second, or, in plain English, a really fast internet connection. About 10 times faster than the U.S. average. And that's what's available in Jackson County, as well as neighboring Owsley County. Keith Gabbard is CEO of the company that brought high-speed internet to the area. He's first to address the crowd, stepping behind the shiny wooden podium to tell the story of how this all came about.
So I'm Keith Gabbard, and I'll tell you a little bit about our company. Well, we like to go by PRTC because People's Rural Telephone Cooperative just takes too long to say. We're a nonprofit cooperative with approximately 7,000 members. Started in 1950, back when nobody else would serve these mountains with telephone service. We serve Jackson and Owsley counties in the eastern Kentucky Appalachian Mountains. Population is about 18,000, these two counties. Largest town you're sitting in it, McKee, about 900 people. We have no hospital. We have no interstates. We have no four-lane highways. We have no colleges, no railroads. We've got one stoplight, though. We have a lot of poverty. Probably the lowest 1% median income in the nation resides in these two counties. High unemployment. Over 50% of our workforce has to travel outside these counties. But we have great people. It's a beautiful area. Wonderful people. I've lived here all my life. We take a lot of pride in our community here. And PRTC, what we're trying to do is make this place a better place to live and work. So about 6 years ago, we were serving telephone and broadband with copper, and we saw pretty quickly that we just couldn't get the internet speeds we wanted with copper. So we decided we would build an all-fiber network.
The fibers he's talking about are fiber optic cables. These cables are a lot faster than copper cables because instead of carrying electricity, fiber optic cables carry signals as light. That is to say, they make it possible to send and receive information, literally at the speed of light. One problem, though? Fiber optic networks are expensive, and there are extra costs that come with working in a rural and hilly area like eastern Kentucky. Gabbard and PRTC needed $50 million to install the high-speed network, and through a combination of federal and local funds, they found a way to make it happen.
Now, this is in two of the most rural counties in the country, two of the poorest counties in the country, and they can all get a gigabit service if they want it, which is pretty cool.
PRTC's work in Jackson County, it blazed a trail for high-speed broadband, years ahead of the state-funded Kentucky Wired project, which hopes to start laying cables in the near future. So, in that way, Jackson County offers a window to the future, a chance to see what the impact of high-speed internet could be. Jeff Whitehead, the CEO of Eastern Kentucky Concentrated Employment Program, EXEP for short, says there have been measurable results in terms of new jobs brought into the area.
My agency serves 23 counties in eastern Kentucky, all in the coal fields. And Chairman Wheeler, we have around 24,000 fewer people working today in those 23 counties than we did 2 years ago. In my 23 counties, every county has fewer people working today than a year ago, except for one county. And that county is where we are right now, Jackson County. There are more people actually working today in Jackson County than a year ago.
Whitehead says that the shift from job loss to job growth is the result of more people in Jackson County working remotely. He talks of more opportunity for people to take jobs in customer service and other roles that can be done from home for companies based anywhere in the world.
So often, I'm standing in front of people talking about our plans and what we hope to accomplish and what we're trying to do. But today, I get to stand in front of you all and say, we've been able to put 150 people working remotely in Jackson County in the last year. That's $3 million in wages that are coming into this county from companies away from here that didn't exist before. That's awesome. Now, what a great opportunity for our region. If we can have that connectivity, our mountains and our roads are no longer barriers, the thing that's held us back for so long.
And FCC Commissioner Wheeler, he's excited about the developments too.
I hope you folks realize what a big deal this is. What a big deal connecting every home and business in Jackson County to high-speed fiber is. And I'm going to be talking about Jackson County in other places now. And so, my God, I've been in those hollers. And if they can do it, you can do it too. Broadband is the most powerful platform in the history of the planet. Now, that's a big statement. But think about it. I mean, it's not just the jobs, it's that the kids are growing up with this as second nature. What those kids are learning is how to be digital natives, how to have the skills to take advantage of the network that Keith has built to keep the jobs here, to grow jobs here. You're delivering on what we all talk about the future should be.
Congressman Rogers has a name for his vision of what Eastern Kentucky's future should be.
And talking about our future, I have half facetiously referred to our area as Silicon Holler, because that's really where we're headed. We got to do something, folks. I'll be with coal as long as I'm around, and it's going to be around a while, but it's not producing many jobs. And it's going to produce fewer and fewer. And we've got to find some ways to revitalize our economy so that we can keep our people here and give them meaningful jobs. We've got the capability. We're looking for the infrastructure throughout. We've got the people ready to do that.
As it happens, one of those people is in the room. William Landrum is a retired Army colonel and Governor Bevin's new Secretary of Finance and Administration.
Well, I just appreciate the honor to be here.
Very important to men. The new governor is dedicated to bringing broadband to all of East Kentucky. And the secretary has been tasked by the governor to be the point person on this project.
Make it so.
Let it be done.
WMMT will continue to report on efforts to build out high-speed internet networks, as well as other issues relating to hopes for economic transition in Central Appalachia. So, keep listening, and we'll keep you up to date. This is WMMT Mountain Community Radio. I'm Benny Becker.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.